Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 272. Mayberry fan Ron Blankenship. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's, pick up some Mayberry t-shirts, some games, even a 5 security thermometer. The weather's been weird. You want to know what temperature is? Use Barney. Let him tell you. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check things out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 272, I don't know, let's say it's Ron. Ron Blankenship, because he's our Mayberry fan for the evening. Folks, great to have you with me here in Mayberry. It's always great to spend some time with you right here in Mayberry. And this week's episode is called Mayberry Fan Ron Blankenship. Now, Ron is somebody I've known for a while. We won't talk about how long. We don't want to talk about it. I don't talk about it. Because Ron runs or has put together years ago. I can't even remember exactly how long ago he actually did this. But if you go to the imayberry.com website, you'll see if you scroll down over on the right-hand side there, well, at least that's where it is right now, but it's called Sound Files. And if you click on it, it'll take you straight over to Them Timers Are Tricky. That's a chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rio and Rogers Club, and it's run by our own Emmett, Ron Blankenship. Now, Emmett is the nickname he goes by, so I will have a hard time during this conversation as I tell you about him, not calling him Emmett. Because that's his name. He's been in chat rooms with us and everything for years, and his name's just Emmett. Now, if you go over there to Emmett's Waves, you'll see that they're wave files. They're actually wave files from Windows files. Now, these files have been around for a long time, as I said. So when we did this originally, the wave file format was the way to go. So if you click it, you'll see there's stuff from Andy and the pilot episodes and Barney, Ernest T himself, Emma, Aunt B, Malcolm, Floyd, Goober, Gomer, Briscoe, Charlene, Opie, Otis, and then just a bunch of miscellaneous stuff. So if you want to hear some of the clips, you know, sometimes I'm playing when I'm online here, when I play stuff like this.
Good chair, and I got the magazines to swing it.
Those originally came from Emmett's Waves. So we're Emmett and I were talking about that. We probably need to update these and turn them into MP3 files. But history, that's why they're called Emmett's Waves. So you can go over to that website and listen to them, download them, have fun with them yourself. But the guy we're going to talk to tonight, his name's, as I said, Ron Blankenship. I was down in Florida. Jan, my wife, was having some back surgery down in the Tampa area of Tampa, Florida. And while we were there, you know, I remembered Emmett lived down there. Actually, it turns out there were a few other people that I'd not realized lived in that area that I didn't get to meet up with that I would have loved to, but I didn't coordinate before we went down. But Emmett was definitely one I knew lived in the Tampa area. So I contacted him and said, hey, I'm going to be down there for the surgery that she's going to be having. Before she has the surgery, maybe we can get together for dinner. So that's what happened. And we went out and ate at a place called Bahama Breeze, I believe is the right name. And it was good. It's a little bit loud, but it not only because we were trying to talk, but it was a very nice place. Really, really enjoyed. The atmosphere was good. It was just a little loud for us to be able to talk well. So after we finished eating, we headed back over to the hotel where Jan and I were staying. And Emmett and his wife, Emmett, see, I'm going to keep calling him that, came up and we visited for a while. Now, we've done this before, these Mayberry fan interviews. I've talked to Al Gandolfi. I believe I've talked to some others as well. And I enjoy this a lot because I think you and me both enjoy hearing from other people who love the Andy Griffith Show just like we do. So I thought this was a great time for us to set back and get to hear a little bit from another friend. So I'm going to throw this over to myself down in Tampa. So Alan, take it away. All right, so here we are. I'm down in Tampa, Florida, and got the pleasure of getting here with Emmett. Emmett. What's your real name, Emmett? Tell everybody.
Ron Blankenship.
Ron Blankenship. And I've known Emmett since 90-something?
By 97.
1997. Emmett had been a member over at Sarah's Die Hard, I believe was the name of the chat room. It's still around on the websites if you look for it. So how did you get started doing that, Emmett?
Well, I started getting into it in about 96 when the Mayberry Cafe first started, opened up in Danville, Indiana. And I started collecting the movie, the videos from Andy Griffith's show by recording them off of Chicago and Atlanta until they couldn't do it anymore. But I managed to get all 249 episodes recorded on VCR tapes. And I wanted to collect all of those. And then that was a lot of work because I'd have to use two VCRs to edit out all the commercials. And then we decided to go to Mayberry Days in 97. And that's when we started meeting all of our friends. We had been talking to about 15 or 20 people in Sarah's chat for 6 or 7 months before we went to Mayberry Days, and everybody decided to congregate there. Mm-hmm. But when we got there, we were probably one of the first ones that got to the meeting place. And as each person came down the walkway to the pool, I somehow knew who they were. I knew them by their Mayberry name. But their real name never fit. To this day, it doesn't seem like it fits.
Well, that's what I was telling you earlier. I was, as I was coming down here, I was, Emmett, I can't call him Ron. Emmett had sent me his phone number, and I was trying to find it in my email, and I couldn't remember his real name to look up his email address because it was like, what's his name, Emmett? No, Ron. So I understand that completely. I associate you guys. What it was Sarah's chat room, everybody in there had a nickname. Like Emmett was, or Ron was Emmett.
They kind of picked their name to associate with what they actually did in real life. Like Eleonora, she was a piano teacher, mm-hmm. music teacher. So that's what, and I picked Emmett because I'm a fix-it man in real life.
Yeah, so the thing was, you know, even when we met in Mayberry Days, because I remember when that was, because everybody got a blue shirt that had their names on them.
Right,
and they got one of me that had Floyd on there. I still have it hanging in my closet, and I hardly ever wear it just because I don't want to wear it out, but I do have it. And every time I see it in my closet, I thank all of you guys, so that's really neat. And what's really been really cool about the chat room there is that everybody that was involved in it, we've stayed in pretty good close contact, some more than others.
Right, right. We sure have, yeah. And more so than your own high school friends.
That's right. So over the years, I mean, it's been a long time. So it's 96 or 7 when that started. And so it's 2014 now. So it's been a while. And we've gotten together at Mayberry Days from time to time. And
I think I went 6 years in a row. And then I've been in 2005 and 10. That's the last time I was there.
Well, we always miss you when you're not there. Now, Emmett's also in the chat room every Monday night pretty much with us. And unless, of course, what I was told, unless he falls asleep on the couch before the show starts on Monday night live, or he's got grandkid events going on. But so we all know where he is if he's not in the chat room next week or something. But, yeah, we have a great time in there as well, just visiting with everybody. And Emmett's been, you've done all kinds of neat things. Like he's made some stuff that you donated to the silent auction. What were some of that kind of stuff?
I made some 10 sign clocks. I was laying in bed one night and I couldn't sleep. And I had bought some of the 10 sign from Andy Griffith Show. And I thought, how cool that would be to have them made into a clock. So I proceeded to go out and find the lumber to build them with. By the glass and put the tin sign, drilled a hole in the tin sign and put my clockworks in there and then stained everything. And I ended up selling some to my friends and then sold some at Mayberry Days 1 year, donated one to the silent auction that ended up going for $68 to help out Surrey Arts. But I had a lot of fun at that.
So, as you can hear, Emmett really is a fix-it man and can do all the same kind of stuff. Did you ever think about making one of those 10 Mayberry signs into a toaster or something?
No, I never thought about that. That's an idea, though. That's an idea. I'll have to think about that one.
Because then you could have a Fife security toaster. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be cool.
So, anyway, we've gone out and ate tonight, and we've been sitting around just talking. What really got you to loving the Andy Griffith Show? What about it is something that that just really keys with you?
Oh, I don't know. Just so down home, and it's like it's good, clean, honest fun. None of this other crap that you see on TV these days. It's just a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, and we were also talking about the people that we had met on the chat room and stuff. Mm-hmm. And just what kind of people were they when you finally met them?
Really nice people. I've met a lot of them. A lot of them that I'm seeing on the podcast, though, I've not met yet. But I know that when I do meet them face to face, they're going to be just as nice as anybody else I've ever met and got to be friends with.
Yeah, we've had it's really amazing to me that people you met in a chat room about the Andy Griffith Show in 1996 or 7, you still communicate with,
yeah,
even today.
And they're all family. They all feel like family.
Yeah.
It's like a family reunion when you get together.
Mm-hmm. I've always said that about Mayberry Days, that it's like a big family reunion,
exactly,
a bunch of Andy fans.
Exactly. And going on the podcast seems to be the same way.
Well, we appreciate everybody showing up for the podcast. I do. And it's a lot of fun. If you guys don't join us, you ought to try it. It's on Monday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern time. You can drop in there and visit with all of these folks like Emmett and get to know them. And you can make friends that will last you a lifetime as well, I believe. So is there anything else you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
That's about it.
All right. Well, man, I am so glad Emmett and his wife, Jan and she are over there talking right now, but they drove. It took them an hour to get here today.
Even though it isn't that far from here.
Yeah, they were on the other side of Tampa, so they drove over here to where we're staying.
Like Barney would say, I'm on the other side of the big pond, Tampa Bay.
So they had to cross over the Memorial Bridge or something to get Robert E. Lee Memorial Bridge.
Yeah, exactly. A log fell across a creek.
To get here, that's what took them so long. They couldn't get their car across. You had to take it apart and bring it across one at a time.
Rush hour traffic, actually.
So I really appreciate you guys taking time to come out here and visit with me. And
wouldn't miss it for the world.
It's always fun to get to actually meet some of our Mayberry folks in person. So Emmett, thank you. Ryan, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
My pleasure.
All right. So that was our interview with Ron Blankenship. Down in Tampa, Florida, and it really is a pleasure for me to get to visit with some of the fans and just other people like me that are fans of the Andy Griffith Show. So, you know, you're the same way, or you wouldn't be listening to this show, this podcast. I've been doing them for this is a 272nd episode of this podcast, and I don't do it because of the money or notoriety or fame it draws me. It's obviously because I love the Andy Griffith Show. And like Emmett was saying there, you know, the people I've been able to meet, people like you that are listening, the people I've met at Mayberry Days, people I've met online, you know, through Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter, which is our online chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club. Folks I've met in the chat room here doing this podcast, you guys, you're amazing that you see the news and you hear all the bad things that are going on in the world. And while that is true, there's an awful lot of really good people out here. And it is so nice to be able to meet you and to become friends with you and to spend time with you. And I appreciate you taking time to spend time here in Mayberry with me each week. I know you got a lot of things to be doing. You could be watching the Andy Griffith Show instead of listening to me talk about it. There's a lot of things you could be doing and that you take the time to spend 30 minutes, 20 minutes with me every week, listening to this podcast or watching it if you watch the videos. It means a lot. And I'm thankful to have folks like Emmett and so many others that are out there every week listening and spreading the news about the Andy Griffith Show and just being a part of, what Mayberry really means, which is being friends with people, taking care of them, and, showing that neighborly love that people have. And, when you have people that have never met each other, they've talked in a chat room, Sarah's Diehards is what that was called, for, months. And then suddenly they show up at this Mayberry event and are able to meet each other and realize that, those online personas that they've been using were real. As I said, I have a hard time calling Ron, because I am so used to him being Emmett. And he has been Emmett, forever, as far as I can tell you, that in the chat room is called Sarah's Diehard, or Sarah's Party Line was the name of it. It was called Sarah's Diehard Chat Room back then. And you can still find it. It's still over on the Two Chairs, No Wait, or not Two Chairs, but the imayberry.com website. It's still there. The chat room that's there right now is going to be the same one that connects into the Two Chairs No Waiting live chat room. So if you go there, you'll be chatting with the same groups of people and you'll have a good time. But I really do encourage you to connect with some of these Mayberry fans. You don't have to go and meet them somewhere, but I promise you, you're going to have a good time and be able to visit with people that are a lot like you, that love the Andy Griffith Show and will spend time chatting with you and quoting lines from the Andy Griffith Show forever. I can tell you a little funny thing here. I was looking at my son's Twitter feed the other day, and people are always commenting on my Facebook page when I make a comment. They'll say, like I said something about my car wouldn't start, and people started posting things like, you probably got yourself a E when you thought you had yourself an F. Well, Adam saw that, and not being as big of a nut about the Andy Griffith Show as I am, didn't realize that that was a quote from the Andy Griffith Show. So he got frustrated that, what's wrong with these people thinking that Dad doesn't know anything about the car? He doesn't even know enough to put gas in it. And he was telling that to Jan, and he was just getting all frustrated about it. And Jan said, whoa, wait, that's a quote from the Andy Griffith Show. And he's like, what's wrong with all these people? All they do is talking Andy Griffith Show quotes. Well, a few weeks ago, I was looking at his Twitter feed and saw a comment in it that said that basically all my dad's friends on Facebook only talk in Andy Griffith Show quotes. That's all they do. So I thought that was funny because it's actually a true statement that is what we tend to do is talk in Twitter we tend to talk in quotes from the Andy Griffith Show. Here's his actual quote. It said, all of my dad's friends on Facebook refuse to speak in anything but Andy Griffith Show quotes. And of course I retweeted that cause I loved it. But that was definitely something worth telling people about. And here's the quote if you want to see it. This is my son's Twitter thing. You can see it on Facebook here. Or if you're watching the video, you'll see it. But anyway, I just thought that was funny because what frustrates him is actually fun for me. I enjoy seeing all the quotes. I enjoy being in the chat room and people talking and giving each other quotes from the Andy Griffith Show. And if you're listening to this, you probably would too. So since you are listening, head over to those chat rooms sometimes. Drop by on Monday nights with us and visit, and I think you'll have a good time. Well, I beat that horse completely to death. So, folks, I want to thank you for being here with me and encourage you to come back, head over to the chat room and visit with people. I'd love to hear you tell me what you think about these episodes. Call in. It's 888-684 8415. You can call me. I'd love to hear from you. Call in. Tell me about why you love the Andy Griffith Show. I'd love to hear about that. You can write me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can also drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/2chairs. You can drop by there and leave a comment there. Or you can just head over to our website at 2chairsnowaiting.com and leave comments there as well. We'd love to hear from you however you'd like to do it. Until next week, good night, everybody.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.